Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday evening, June 7th. This is Deborah with you tonight. So thank you for joining us. And those that are dialed in with ministry will begin shortly. So thank you for those listeners online as well. We just welcome you in Jesus' name and to PGN broadcasting here in faith. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, with great grace and prophetic mercy and ministry and prayer. So God bless you for joining us. So let me pray before we begin. So Father, we thank you for this evening, Lord. We just lift up your name, God, that is mighty and strong and faithful. God, we thank you for your majestic and merciful ways, God, to us individually, to our families, Lord, to our nation, Lord, into our cities, Father God. We thank you, God, for your providence, Lord, in meeting us, God, that goes before us and to meet us along the way, Father. We thank you for that, God, that you go ahead of us with your providence and your grace, Lord, to care for us and to minister to us in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, may you receive the honor and the glory again as we dedicate this evening to you. In our time to you and the word to you, Lord, bring forth and establish and accomplish, Lord, all that you desire and purpose in our lives, Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, Lord, may I just serve you this evening well, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen. Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you again for joining us. Well, tonight, let me just share, I just want to share a word from the word, and then I want to pray over this, like just corporately, if you will, kind of release something in the spirit. I just kept feeling this unction to do this. Since my husband was sharing, we were reading, he was reading something from Colossians 2, which that's where I'm going to be reading, mostly from verses 15 through 19. I'm not expounding on something, but as he was reading it, something stuck out to me, a certain word, which I'll get to that. It's in verses 17 and 19, I believe. And I was like, what the heck? So then I, excuse me. I mean, it just started stirring in me, and I was like, what is that? And so then I looked it up, and then I just had this unction to pray it. So I just want to be faithful to go ahead and do that here as well for God's glory. So Colossians 2 is talking about starting off where Paul had written, and it's starting off talking about, you know, being built on Christ, so not on any philosophy. So a lot of times when we read in Scripture, if you read a lot about philosophies or fables, sometimes it might say in other versions, or sometimes even in Hebrews, it might talk about that. Well, there was a lot being done with that with the Hebrew people. They did kind of that. They kind of drew in a lot of the fables and philosophies and philosophers during their time, right? And so, and not all of them were biblical. So Paul was saying, although they were very educated people, right? So Paul was saying, at the beginning, he was saying, for I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as I have not seen face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining, this is purposeful here too, to attaining to all riches and the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge and the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ. I love that. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So praise be to God for that, Lord. And okay, so he's saying, now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. So he's saying not to be persuaded or deceived by other things and philosophies and certain things like that that would pull us away from the true Christ, really. It's talking about the Father and then the Son and having all spiritual wisdom and understanding in them. And we're going to draw that forth, and it comes forth not only in the power of God, but in the blood of God and the faith of God. And this is what we're going to pray over, okay? And I'm feeling it already stirring within me. So Then when we go down to, I just want to jump ahead. Okay, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy or empty deceit, according to the tradition of man. And empty deceit, you know, sometimes I'll meditate on this and then I'll walk away, do something else and come back and write it down. And when I did, the Lord was showing me that empty deceit, some of what, and I know I used the word a couple of weeks ago, I used the word because the Lord gave me the word convoluted, things that happened prophetically in the past, over the past few years, but they kind of like escalated to that, were convoluted and twisted and confusing and not accurate. Those, I believe those, the Lord showing me that those were deceitful. It was a deceitful philosophy. It was not prophecy. It was not prophecy. I'm sorry. It was a deceitful philosophy, not prophecy. I didn't even know that was going to rhyme, but there you go. Okay. And so according to the tradition, and according to the basic principles of the world and not according to Christ. For in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and for in him you are complete, and whom is the head of all principality and power. So then it goes on to talk about not legalism. So now first, you know, just to reiterate, not the philosophies, not the deceit, not traditions of man, but all dwells in Christ himself. On the treasures, right, of wisdom and knowledge in both the Father and in Christ, and not legalism. So then he goes on in verse 11 saying not legalism. And so he draws out all of those aspects as well and talking about Christ has forgiven us and our trespasses and wiped those away, of the handwriting and the requirements that was against us on the contrary to us. So, and he was taken out of the way, having nailed it to the cross, okay? So here we're going to start in verse 15 and through 19. So here I am in verse 15, just reading in the New King James Version. Having disarmed, this is what Christ did, as Paul's describing. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. So it wasn't just like he wrestled this out, that this was difficult for him, that he had to muster up some sort of capability. He had all power, dominion, and authority, and he triumphed over them. While there, he waged a war there, he triumphed over them. 16, verse 16. So let no one judge you. Okay, so here we're going to kind of bring in the Old Testament with the New Testament. So let no one judge you in food or in drink or in regarding a festival, which the festival also there would be one of the, what did they call them? I guess they called them festivals or feasts. Or a new moon, or the Sabbath. So sometimes people are bringing up the Sabbath again. So these, which are a shadow of things to come. So these were like almost foreshadows of things to come. People had these things were established in which they were giving Christ honor. They were recognizing and thanking God in the midst of them, but it wasn't exactly what Christ was wanting people to hold fast to. It was a practice up to that, to the acknowledgement of it, right, which that is what they're talking about being a shadow of things to come. Those were only shadows of things to come. Okay, and so this was written and for us of the feast day. So this was written for us, yes, but it's also still here for those in Israel and in the nation. God has in his history, he's placed history in order, and Israel was the cradle of all civilization as far as the Bible is concerned, and then it will end in Israel as well. So they're from beginning to end, he's unchanging in all of his ways, right? He's the Alpha, the Omega. So we're still bringing in Israel. There's still a major part of God's end time goal and end time prophecy and end time plan and purpose, which has always been established in his word. And that's what we're seeing there. So here we are in verse 17, which are shadows of things to come. Okay. But the substance is of Christ. And as soon as my husband, that's the verse there, verse 17, it says the substance is of Christ. I was saying, and I told him to read that to me again. And that is literally what it says, is the substance of Christ. However, when it's translated in the New Testament, it comes out different than it does from the Old Testament. So here's where we land, my dear friends in Christ and in faith. So substance in the New Testament is actually refers to, when you look this up in the Greek, let me find you guys so I can feel like I'm actually talking to you. So, or it helps my focus to know I'm directing it towards you. So in the New Testament, it is substance is the word 12 times, but it actually has to do with the word body. Now, and I thought, well, that's interesting that it's translated body. That seems so completely different from what the word actually means or says. Okay, however, in the Old Testament, I'm still using New King James Version, excuse me. When I put this word if I just put in the word substance and look that up, that comes up 12 times. And it is both in the New Testament and the Old Testament. And Colossians 2:17 is there. Okay, so in this particular version, in reference to the Old Testament, it has to do with this. And let me read Deuteronomy 33:11, just to kind of cross-reference with one of these verses. It says, "Bless his substance, Lord, and accept the work of his hands." Okay, so there's blessing the Lord's substance, right? And I can almost hear what you're thinking, and you're thinking of the verse that says, in Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, right? So the substance, that is the same word in substance. And what the substance is referring to, and in Colossians as well, is it's referring to literally the body of Christ, the incarnation of Christ, not necessarily the human part, but the divine part, right? It's very much similar. I mean, I would illustrate it and liken it to, I think it is in Philippians where it talks about we're already seated in heavenly places. It's like people say the already, but not yet. This is the same as true. I would liken this substance in Christ and in his body and what he has done. We're going to bless the Lord for his substance, right? Colossians 2:17 says things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Okay, so it's already in him, and it's through him and in him, and we find the substance. And where do we put our faith? We put our faith in Christ. And we're going to bring this forth, this substance in Christ. So here it's saying in Deuteronomy, the substance has to do with strength. This makes perfect sense. Strength, might, efficiency, wealth, army, ability, force, valiant or valor, and then riches. Okay, so that's used like 221 times. And so this is what the Lord has brought through. Yes, his resurrection power, and then he demonstrated that through the Holy Spirit, okay? But if we're just focusing on Christ and the substance of what he did, there is a depth, I believe, of his, in verse 3, or verse 2, you know, that God, both the Father and the Christ, in whom are the hidden, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I believe there's a substance there in Christ that is yet to be released. And looking upon him and the cross, that has to do with what I just described, his strength and his ability and his valor and riches for his glory and for the promises of God. So I want to pray and call forth, hold on one second. If we read just a little bit further, but I'm going to pray and call forth the substance of Christ's glory and his promises to come forth. And so if we read just a little bit further in verse 18, it says, let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and the worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffing up his fleshly mind and not holding fast to the head, whom from all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows and the increase that is from God. So having been nourished, that's ministry of the Holy Spirit. It's being ministered by the Holy Spirit. And let me see. Okay, well, there's five verses that have to do with that. And one is with the giving seed to the sower. One has to do with miracles, and the other has to do with faith, adding to our faith virtue. And then and two in Peter, those adding to our faith virtue, and then the entrance supplied. And so this is, I believe, intertwined with God's strength and ability and valor. And efficiency and his riches and wealth, how he would name them, how God would claim them, okay, and how he would release them, right? I'm not even going to put a description on that. I'm going to let God describe it, right? I'm going to let God describe his own words and his own might and how he, in efficiency and force and ability and strength, and how he wants to release what he wants to release. So we thank God for that just in advance for everything that Christ purchased on the cross, Lord. We thank you for everything in the body, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, even for the power of communion, God. And I think there's elements even in the power of communion there, God, that are yet to be unlocked and displayed in Jesus' name. Lord, bring forth the substance of your community, God, of your communion, of your fellowship with your people, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the substance of your glory to be released, Father, in Jesus' name, in every circumstance, God, and in the prayers of the people, God. Let the glory, God, and the substance of your glory be seen and known, God. Let it manifest, Father, in this time and in this hour, God, for such a time as this, God, let your glory and the substance, Father, God, of Christ, be magnified in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, God, for your people, Lord, and the people of the promise, Lord. We pray for the promises, the substance of the promises, God, to come forth, Lord, as they place their faith in you and Christ alone, God. Everything else, God, renouncing and denouncing, God, let you be lifted up, God, the fullness of your wisdom, God. We thank you for the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you for your promises. God, we thank you for the substance, God, that you bore on the cross in your body. Let it come forth, Lord. Reveal and unravel, God, the truth of that, God, the power of that, Lord, the riches of your glory in which Paul is declaring and trying to minister to us in word and deed, Father, in Jesus' name. Let everything else fall to the wayside, God. Let it go strangely dim, God. Let the only shadow that come forth, God, is you on the cross, Lord, and that you are our foreshadow, God. You are our foresight, God, and our focus, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, that you disarmed the principalities and powers and made a public spectacle of them, God, triumphing over them, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord. May we not have any intruders, God, and any trespassers, Father God, on the things that you purchased, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for our family bloodline. We thank you for the promises in our family bloodline, Father God, in Jesus' name to come forth, God. We thank you for the substance of your glory and the substance of your promises and your praise upon our family bloodline, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the substance of your glory on PGN, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, just remembering the text to pray for Jeannie and her internet, Father God. We thank you, God, for making a way, Lord, for opening up, God, avenues, God, and for clear and direct and powerful internet, Father God, that she is sustainable for her, God, and workable, Father God, for their family, God, for her ministry, Lord, for all that she puts her hands to do, God, that you prosper that and that you honor it, God, and you bring forth your glory in that, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, for the substance of faith, God, where your people, God, are trusting your word. We want to bring forth your glory and again your promises, God. We thank you for the substance of our faith is Jesus Christ. And we lift you up again, Father God, in Jesus' name and you alone, God. And we thank you, Lord, let no one dilute our way, dilute your promises, cause your name to be murky in any way, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. May you be esteemed and glorified and high and lifted up, Father. Even in your body, Lord, because your word says you rose, even in bodily form, God, you rose in bodily form. Your substance, Father God, your substance came forth and was evident. Let the substance of your glory come forth and be evident to the people for such a time as this, Father God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. We just cast off deception from the body of Christ, Lord, in Jesus' name, and the household of faith, God, in the churches, Lord, where there's deceiving. God, we ask for your light to shed forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We ask, Lord, as Paul desired for us to receive the things that are hidden and all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge that are in the Father and the Son. We thank you, God, for unlocking those things. God, we thank you, Lord, that even when we take communion and honoring your body with glory and promise, God, we ask for you to unlock the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge upon us, Father, in Jesus' name, that we might bring forth your glory, God, that we might bring forth the things that you desire to establish on earth as they are in heaven, God. We thank you that you reconcile all things, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for reconciling things in heaven. God, when there was rebellion, God, you reconciled it, God, by casting out the rebellious angel, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your protection over us, God, over every principality and power. In Jesus' name, God, when we look to you, God, when we are contending with those things that are contending with us, God, the principalities and powers, God, have to bow at your name, God, that you, Christ, are the substance triumphantly over them, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for unlocking these things in your word, God, in Jesus' name to come forth, Father God. We thank you for establishing our faith in you, God, and how we're taught, Lord. We thank you for each person, Lord, being built up and rooted in you, Father, in Jesus' name, God. And we thank you, God, that they overflow with joy, great joy, love, and gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So thank you, Lord. Okay, that's what I needed to do. Okay, I almost hung up for some reason. I just felt less done. I must have been like a mic drop thing or something. I don't know. But the Spirit of the Lord was on me to do that. It just started rumbling in me. And this awareness of somehow I don't even get to maybe even the depths of it, the hidden mystery of it. But yet there was something in that. I do feel the Lord wanted me to pray and for it to come forth. And the things that you're even praying in faith, may the sustenance of your faith come forth. In Jesus' name, may the sustenance of your faith come forth in Jesus' name. Amen. And let it be established. Amen. Manifested. Amen. Okay, 972-365. I believe this is Rhonda from Texas.
Good evening, Sister Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm blessed. That was such a rich and profound word that you released tonight. We thank you for sharing and encouraging us as always. Yes.
Well, thank you. God bless you for being here. God bless you.
Yes. I have a relative that has been battling COVID since, I think, last week. And it's not bad enough for him to be in the hospital, but I feel like it's more of a spiritual attack against his body. And I want prayer for him because he did go to the hospital, and they sent him back with, like, medicines and stuff, but he hasn't been able to keep anything down. He keeps throwing things up, you know, throwing it up, and his name is Tim, and he actually lives in the state of North Carolina, so I just want, like, prayer over him.
Okay. Did you say his name is Tim, T-I-M?
Yes, ma'am. Tim.
Okay. Okay.
It's Timmy, but we call him Tim. Yes, ma'am.
That's okay. Yeah, we have a couple of family members that are the same way. You have to, you know, when they get over 50, you have to make that more mature name. Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
That's great. Okay, let me pray for him. Father, we lift up Tim, well, all the saints. We lift up Tim to you, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray for your hovering, God, as through the Lord, hovering over him, Father God. We thank you for speaking to the places that are with void and without form, God. We thank you, God, for creating, God, for speaking forth your healing over him in Jesus' name. Bring forth your light. We speak light to these places, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for bringing forth your light and your power and your ministry over his physical body right now, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, even starting with the core of his body and releasing it to his extremities, God, to his arms and his legs and his feet and his hands, Father. His head, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for having triumph over this, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, we just cast off, God, any spiritual attack, God, anything that's contending or opposing the work of the Holy Spirit in his life, God. We break that off of him now in Jesus' name. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your light and your goodness, God, and just manifesting your healing virtue, Father. We thank you for your ask for your compassions as well, God, to be displayed in his life, Lord, and your great mercy over him, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, God, that you are the sustainer, the creator, and the sustainer. God, we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, for completing the healing, for bringing that forth. We thank you, God, let praise be upon, let thanksgiving and praise be upon his lips, God, as you complete and finish, Father, what you've begun in his life, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the restoration to wholeness. In Jesus' name, and restoring his health, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I just want, I know you prayed for me last week, but I feel like because, you know, where God uses me, where the Lord uses me in the workplace, I feel like the enemy, you know, tries to attack me because like 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago, you know, I've been in my job for almost 25 years, and my off days got changed from the weekend. And also, like when I was out of schedule, they were supposed to pay me for that, and they never did. And it kind of gets you in a place to where you become frustrated, but you cannot allow that to overcome you. But I just want a prayer, you know, that I would stay focused, you know, on the things of God and bringing and winning souls in the workplace. And because a lot of these people that are hardened and they're just doing things and they try to bring that stuff around you and try to consume you. So just prayer for strength to just, you know, stay in God's will and just, you know, keep my faith and just keep going forward in the things that God is calling me to do.
Yeah, amen. Okay, absolutely. I was going to ask you if you want me to pray for you, so thank you for sharing. So, Father, we thank you, God, for Rhonda in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord, for her pressing forward, God, towards the prize, God, in Jesus' name. God, we pray for her faith and for her focus, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just strengthening her, Lord, with fortitude, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, that you be glorified in and through her life, God. We thank you, Lord, that as you are sustaining her, Father, as she casts her care upon you, Lord, your word says that you will sustain us and not cause us to be shaken, Father. So we thank you, God, she would shake off those things that are trying to attach to her, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, that that is not her reality, God, that she has her realities, God, are found in the anointed one and in your sustenance, Father God. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you for her faith that focuses on the sustenance of the reality of the anointed one in her life, God. We ask you to bless the work of her hands. God, I ask for you to surround her and influence, God, for the glory of God and the favor in the workplace, Lord. We thank you, God, for not overlooking her, God, but causing these things to be used for your glory and for your purpose, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for just placing your words and your heart and your peace within her, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that her heart would not be troubled, but it would have the peace that you leave her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that in this, it would guard her heart and mind in you, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, that she's just enveloped in you. In Jesus' name, God, just sealed and enveloped in you, her heart and her mind, in Jesus' name. And we just ask, Lord, any place that is being disrupted of peace, God, we ask, Lord, that you would speak to that you would remove that, God, that she would have clearer perspective, Father God, that is your perspective, Father God, that is transformational, God, because when we see it your way, it transforms us, it's transformational. So we ask that to be upon her heart and her mind, God, and I thank you for standing strong and even her ability to resist the enemy, and that he would flee from her, Father, in Jesus' name. But we do ask, Lord, in the workplace that she would have your hand of blessing and your hand of favor to be upon her, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for just renewing her strength, God, renewing her strength, Father, and renewing her spirit within you, God, just continually being filled with the Holy Spirit and infilling of the Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Father God, for showing her strategically how to walk and step and be directed and guided in and through the workplace for your glory and by the Holy Spirit, for also for her, for your purposes, Father God, placing her for your purposes in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So just like Joseph was placed for the purposes of God, you know, he was placed for the purposes of God along the way, because God's provision or God's providence is that he goes before us to prepare the way. So, So I see something with the, like the providence, but the provision of God and the purposes of God and the specific places that you'll be in the workplace. And that could even be positionally, like it could even be positionally as well. I don't know. I'm not familiar with all that, but I see something like that.
Amen. Amen, amen, yes, amen. Yes, and amen. Thank you for your impartation of God's word and God's faith into our hearts, because we know a lot of us are dealing with a lot of things with so much going on in the earth. But thank you that through your praying and intercession and impartation, you release so much peace and a confirmation to us through the Holy Spirit. So thank you, and I love you for that. And you have a blessed week, Sister Deborah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Appreciate that. Bye-bye. Love you too. Bye. Okay, our next caller. Oops. is 205-531. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Julia May from Alabama.
Oh, Julia May. Good evening. How are you?
Just fine. Just fine.
Good. Well, good to hear you. Let me pray for you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Mm-hmm. So, Father, we thank you for Julia May. God, we just lift her up to you, Father, and come to your altar, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. So I'm seeing like a bouquet of flowers, but they're being lifted up to your ear, which is normally we would smell the bouquet. So I'm not even sure the reference, but I'm speaking it forth in hopes that more revelation will come. So because normally it's this aroma, you know, of Christ, but it's something hearing. Maybe it's hearing the aroma. Maybe your senses mm-hmm. are being tuned in a different way. Perhaps mm-hmm. that, because we hear, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, but then there's this aroma, and maybe it's that you're hearing the aroma of God so that those who are perishing can hear you repeat mm-hmm. it, can hear you release it as well. But I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And let me just look that verse up just so that I can be, let me see. I think I tried to look this up before. Aroma. I think there's something here. Try to do it this way. The lighting. First. Oh, yeah, okay. So for we are, so verse 15 in 2 Corinthians 2, now thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. So there's something, there is a release there that is very, you know, I was even talking or illustrating earlier in Colossians about Christ triumphing over the enemy. And then it's saying here, thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ, through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. And I think perhaps like in the fragrance among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. So you releasing that, there's something in you, what you hear, it is something with the mm-hmm. fragrance of God, but it is not just for you. Obviously, you're releasing it, but somehow it's going into your ear, the fragrance of God, and I think it's very sustainable for those who are mm-hmm. being saved and those who are perishing. And if Christ can use you, Julia May, to be mm-hmm. in the path of those who are perishing, because, you know, the word says snatch them out of the fiery pit, snatch them mm-hmm. out of, snatch them out of it. They're perishing. We want them to be able to hear. We want them to be able to see and to snatch them from the grips of the enemy and from the fire, you know, mm-hmm. and from to move into a place of salvation, eternal life, and recognizing Christ. So we thank you for this fragrance, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for establishing it and using it in Jesus' name. And part of it might be because they're actually just white flowers. There's different types, a little bit of different types of flowers, but somewhat similar. They're not overtly different. So, I mean, it's not like a lily and then a carnation. They're pretty much the same, like a daisy, a carnation, and then these other white ones, I don't know what those are. So they're almost all the same, and they would make a nice bouquet. But for the white tells me that it has to do maybe with the purity of God and the wholeness of God, like the completeness and the wholeness of God, wholeness for people, meaning W-H-O-L, and the holiness. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're bringing forth, God, in Jesus' name, and how, and you know, the Lord is actually, he's holding this bouquet up to your ear. So it's actually, he is causing you to hear things in a different way, to hear things that have a fragrance of Christ and that are useful with the knowledge to release that and to help people literally be saved, to help people to impart hope and trust and direction and guidance in people's life unto Christ and to know him. So we thank you, God, for this to flourish, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. And, yeah, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for just purity to hear, God, as well. Lord, purity to hear. Father, in the name of Jesus, and to discern, Lord, to hear and to discern in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for how you communicate, God, and how you choose to communicate, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. And we thank you, God, that even in that you're creative, that you have a creative nature. And stance and ability in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, well, that was clever of him. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, I've never seen anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
No,
well,
did I talk
how are
to you
then?
Doing? Doing okay, just fine. Been back in the hospital. I don't know about. I didn't talk to you last week. Yeah. I don't know.
No, wait,
cause
who
she
went
to
back
hospital.
In the hospital? Oh, Jennifer?
Yeah. Yes, unfortunately, she had to go back. Sugar dropped. And it was like 217 that morning. I gave her some insulin because she has a sliding scale from the hospital. And I said she went to the heart doctor. EKG was fine and everything. And well, her doctor said, the other regular doctor said that something about her liver and her kidney won't function complete. But, you know, she had kidney failure anyway when she was 26. She just turned, thank God, 41. She was 41 on May the 20th. And the day before her birthday, she ended up in the hospital. And sugar had dropped down to 70, and I couldn't get a response. And she was clammy and sticky. So I called her and said, oh, my God, her sugar's 70. And they gave her something, and she never became alert. She come halfway out of it and then just dropped right back down. And when I kept calling, she didn't respond. Her eye was kind of cracked. And then, you know, she, I don't know if she came through once she got to the hospital or when I finally saw her about an hour later, she was in emergency. She was looking, so they kept her. And her sugar, they went back up to 171. They wanted to bring her home. I said, no, I ain't to bring her home. I'll go to sleep in the entertainer. And it dropped back down to 37. They said, oh, no.
Oh, my
they had to go give her some. Yeah, then they had to give her some orange juice and put some sugar and water to try to get it up. So it came up to 67, so they said, well, we got to try to stabilize because we don't know if we're going to put an ICU or in a room. I said, well, Jumper, I said, 41 years ago, I went to the hospital to bring her home. I said, now I'm about to bring her back home again. But they kept her, and we didn't find out what made the sugar drop, but she doesn't take insulin. They just told me, don't give her no more insulin. If it just dropped, just call, you know, 911 and let them come and do something. But like I said, she wouldn't come out of there. She got the room just moaning and groaning, and my friend heard her. She said, why is she snoring? I said, no, nah, she just moaning like she did when she had the COVID. But, well, you know, she stayed in there 2 days, and she doing good. She went to the doctor the other day, and they called me by her blue test, and they said everything was good because they wondered about her potassium, so she's doing great.
okay. So now, is she still in the hospital or is she home now?
No, she went Thursday and they let out Saturday when they found stabilizing sugar.
Okay.
So I got to watch him, and he don't want her, because she had started gaining weight again with that flu. She picked up flu again, that we were praying for. And he said, she got 11 pounds. I said, yeah, she was like 119. So she went 130. So they put on another water pill. So this morning she was 115, so pulling it off. Because her little belly had just swollen up so big, like a little beach ball, and her ankles all swollen. They saw it. Yeah, she started swelling again. He said, no, we don't want to, like last time, we had to put it in the hospital and try to draw all that water off. So, she's on another water pill. Every other day, to hit for some reason with a heart weak. And I noticed that would build the fluid up because she'd be doing good and in the morning and come back like this afternoon, she'd be swollen, but this day she won't swole. So maybe we got that extra water. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then you just check her sugar, like with a little device at home, like her count or number or whatever.
Sugar. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
and that's been going good.
It has started elevating a little bit. So I have been giving her some insulin, but like once a week. It didn't do it that regularly.
Okay.
She take Trulicity like the night. She take the insulin, this type of insulin, like medicine, once a week. And so, he said he thought it was like 500. I said, nah, thank God I want 500. It was just 217, but that still is too high,
Okay.
I go to Dr. tomorrow and I'm going to see, what number he really wants. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's pray for her. Thank you for sharing the update. Thank you. Yeah, I was thinking about you, so I'm glad you joined us. Yeah. So, Father, we thank you for Jennifer, God, and we thank you for Julia May, God, just in being her mom, really, God, and being able to minister with such grace and ease to her, Father. And I know it's more on your side than ease, but I just hear so much grace and love in your voice. For her when you speak of her. So we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray, God, for the sustaining health of Jennifer, Father. We thank you, Lord, how you move and work in her life, God, in Jesus' name. We ask for balances to come with her blood, with her sugar, with her water, Father, God, in Jesus' name. We just thank you for sustaining health for Jennifer, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for being over her and just being watchful and benevolent. Thank you for being benevolent to care for her and to minister to her, God. And we thank you for your angels, God. May they minister to her as well, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your joyous ministry of angels, God, that are in your presence, Lord. And we ask, God, for them to be released. To Jennifer as well, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for your angels, God, to touch, to heal, to minister, Father, and to accompany her, Father God, even with your presence and your joy, God, in Jesus' name, Father. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wow, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Okay.
It's good to hear your voice. Yes, and to hear from you. So,
Okay. I enjoy listening and get knowledge from you. So God bless you and continue to keep you.
Yes, amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. God bless you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have caller here, 717-217. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from, please?
Good evening. This is Anita. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Anita. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You have to be in this voice. Okay. Yay. Father, we thank you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Anita, Father God, and we just lift her up to your altar, God. We thank you for your great grace. We thank you for your wind of your spirit, Father God, and covering her and just the circumference around her, Father God, and What are those things called? Sometimes, like, the gymnasts use them, and there are sometimes in some fervent worship services, you'll see not necessarily flags, but it's a ribbon thing. It's a ribbon thing. So that is kind of going around you with the wind of the Spirit, this ribbon thing. Mm-hmm. So I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And I don't know if that's just because it's giving evident to the wind that is happening. Mm-hmm. And let me just look up this word. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Sometimes, so some of these verses, the whirlwind, sometimes the Lord is keeping you, preserving you. You know, there's a preservation that happens if there's a whirlwind happening around you, you know, that he preserves you in that to bring you out untouched and protected and preserved in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father God, for your work and the things that you're doing and establishing. For Anita, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And then there's something with, I don't know if it has to do with, okay, so some sort of focus on your leg, at your right leg, kind of near your calf, kind of. I don't know if it has to do with your walk. I don't even know if there's a verse
I had an accident, and I fell down, broke my ankle in two places. But it was 2005, a long time ago.
Okay. Is that on the right side?
Yes, it's my right foot, my right leg. It hurts every now and then when it gets cold, but besides that.
Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for establishing her walk, for strengthening it. Yeah, so strengthening her walk, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let me just see. Okay, yeah, that's come up. Okay, so, Father, we thank you, God, yeah, for just establishing her walk, strengthening her walk, Father God, and establishing it, Father, in Jesus' name, even literally and figuratively, Father, in the name of Jesus. Strength. Something. Yeah, so Father, we thank you. So yeah, there was some focus there. So so there was some focus there. I'm not sure what that was or is. And let's see if this is okay. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Let me just see. Wait a second. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Okay, that's it. So, let me just go back to this.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus. Okay. Yeah, it might be that the Lord of, yeah, so what I was saying about your walk, I think maybe he's preparing you to actually, in a place of movement, strengthening you, you know, and covering you, you know, the spirit moving, covering you, mm-hmm. preserving you, and then the focus mm-hmm. on your leg with your walk and yes. strengthening you. He might be very much preparing you to actually, like, in a sense of leading you out somewhere,
yeah.
you know, in preparation, like it's a preparation for the walk or where he's going to be leading you. So.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and your patience. And is there anything we can pray and agree in prayer with you for?
Yes. Just pray for my daughter. My daughter, for her health and strength for her. My daughter, Sophie.
Sophie?
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We pray for Sophie, Father. We just lift her up to you. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, for strengthening her, God. We thank you for the restoration of her health,
mm-hmm.
God, and just restoring, God, the things that need to be restored, God, for mending things that need to be mending and strengthening those things that that are mended, Father God, so that they are made complete and strong and secure in you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for just her spirit as she walks through this, Father God. And we know sometimes healing processes of restoration of health can be a process and sometimes they're immediate. Lord, so we thank you, God, that you would just be with her, just mentally and spiritually to cover her as she walks through her healing and the mending process, Lord, to encourage her, to comfort her, to sustain her, Father God, and preserve her, God. Let there be a preservation upon her faith and upon her hope and upon her trust, God. And we thank you, Lord, for even speaking to her and her dreams, Lord, and just renewing her, Father, renewing her strength spiritually, emotionally, and physically. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you so much, Deborah.
Thank you. God bless you, too. God bless you, too. Thank you so much for calling. Have a good night.
You too, Baba.
Okay. Our next caller here is 251-342. Good evening. Am I speaking to you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Latrice from Alabama.
Hi, Latrice. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Long time no hear from.
Yes, good to hear your voice. Thank you for joining us.
Good heard.
Yes, God bless you. Thank you. Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Latrice, Father, in Jesus' name. We lift her up, Lord, to your altar. We thank you for your grace, Lord, and for your covering, Father, in Jesus' name. And the Lord says that in his word, the Lord says that darkness and light are the same to him. So even if we feel in his presence, that we're not seen or not heard or whatever, you know, this encompassing lie of the enemy is, or deception or whatever, Christ, you are fully seen and fully known, and there is no darkness with Christ. He is a marvelous light, and he created everything, and he sees all things as if they are in the light. And so we thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. And even when the enemy tries to come in as a thief in the night, spiritually speaking, Christ sees this, and we thank you. We thank you, God, for your intervention, Father God, in disrupting it, God, and covering her divine, your divine intervention over her life, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let her be hidden only from the enemy, Father. Let her only be hidden from the enemy, Father God, in Jesus' name. But let her dwell in your secret place, God, and under your marvelous shadow, under your marvelous light, under your marvelous majesty, Father God. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. And, you know, there might be a sense, I'm just getting a sense as I was praying there, that the Lord is like actually incubating something, you know, like he has you in a place that's very concentrated with his light, but it's like incubating something. So like something's birthing, something's being conceived and taking place and incubated. And I'm not sure what that is. I don't have any other, nothing on that, just a sense of a concentration of his light upon you. And and again, like incubating something's conceived, it's being incubated so that it can be birthed and can be brought forth. And there is, as I'm saying that, I'm remembering that, and I don't know where it is or specifically what that word is, but there's actually angels that are when the fields, out in the fields, when they would grow the harvest and stuff and on the land, there would be angels that were in charge of the corners of the fields so that it would protect the harvest. It would protect the new growth from it coming forth. So there's a sense that the Lord is actually protecting what he's doing and placing this incubation and bringing forth things. There's like a protection on that from him as well. So we thank you, Father, for that, Lord. Let it be established. So be it unto her according to your word, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. Let it bear the glory of God and the fulfillment of the promise for her life, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, amen. I do thank you for that. I receive it. Because I was told recently that I was a harvest going somewhere to happen.
Oh, I like it.
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. Well, is there anything, Miss Latrice, we could pray for you with or agree with you for?
Schooling and my finances.
Okay.
That it may be where I need. I have some finances that are held up that need to be loosed in Jesus' name.
Okay. And then are you already in school or are you waiting to hear from them?
Oh, yes, I'm in school, believing God, but I'm going to graduate in August.
Okay. Awesome.
It's very taxing, though.
Yes, I can imagine. Okay, let me pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for Latrice, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you would reward her diligence, Father, in graduating in August, Father. We thank you, Lord, for giving her not only the desire of her heart, God, but the ability, Lord, and the diligence, Father God. We thank you, God, for your word in Proverbs 18:15. It says, the heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, and the ears of the wise seek it out, Father God. So we thank you, God, for her schooling, that you would bless that as she brings it before you, Father God, and to be used for her glory, God. We thank you for the future that you have prepared for her, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, for her heart to want to do well, that even in that, she's preparing herself, God, and you're preparing her, Father. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for just in August, God, let that be a time of release for her, Father, a completion, Lord, and the fulfillment, Father God, of her schooling, Lord. We thank you just for your favor and granting her the wisdom and the opportunity and ability to learn and to do well in school in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray over her finances. We pray for wisdom and provision in the name of Jesus. God, that you would unlock and release those things that have been held up or delayed in the name of Jesus. We call them forth in the name of Jesus, Lord, to be released to her. God, what is rightfully hers, she will rightfully receive, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God, for the release of that from your heart and from your hand, Lord. We thank you for your angels, even to help administer and to bring that forth, Father God, in Jesus' name. And anybody else that's waiting on finances, Father God, we ask for the wisdom and provision that you would unlock those things, Father God, and that you would bring them forth, God. There would be no more delay. What is rightfully theirs, Lord, may they rightfully receive, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I do thank you, Deborah, and I decree the blessings of the Lord upon you as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thanks, Latrice.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Let's see here. Hold on 1 second. Okay. All right. Our next caller here is 502. Let me open up your phone line here. 502-548. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Deborah. It's Greg from Kentucky.
Oh, hey. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Sometimes the numbers are just backwards and they look completely different. They're in a different. Okay. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for calling. So let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. Our Greg, in Jesus' name, we lift him up to your altar, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that, you know, the verse that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. I feel like you're going to be tasting, like, the new goodness of God, like he's going to be giving you new things of his goodness, which is really, and I can come back to this, it's actually really profound of the Lord's goodness and in many different aspects. It is unchanging. It is consistent. It is just who he is, and it is unwavering. And so I see that you're going to be tasting these things in new ways. Like maybe you already are experiencing it, but it's definitely going to be from the Lord and of the Lord's goodness in your life. So I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name, which there's always, you know, usually when the Lord brings something into our life in that measure or manner, it is joyful. You know, it's a joyful thing. So thank you, Lord. I thought that I'm going through this thing because I thought that I read something today about the virtue of his goodness. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. Okay, I don't think that's going to happen. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Like his goodness is an anchor. The goodness of God is an anchor to who God really is. Some people might question it. Some people might, like critics and doubters, and but it's anchored. God, it is anchored and unchanging and consistent in the very. It's even beyond the nature of God, because it's not like his nature can change. It is just who God is. and so we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, if there be anything else in the name of Jesus, Thank you, Lord. I want to just okay, thank you, Lord. Yeah. I don't know if it has to do with I'm not sure if it has to do with your declaration and how you will begin to speak of the Lord, or maybe declaring of his goodness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yeah, so the work that will be done through his goodness that you will taste and see, you will be compelled that truly belongs to the Lord. So there won't be any mix in your language of, there won't be any mix in your language. It is, you are going to be compelled to give the Lord the glory for it, to speak on how the Lord and his goodness did these things for you, that you've experienced it through him. There's just going to be no mistake, no hemming of words or mixing of words in any way, not even, you know, leading in gently in case somebody doesn't know or whatever. It's just completely speaking, like this commitment even to speak to it, into the goodness of God and what he's done for you, is going to be evident as well. Like, you're going to be committed to it in a way that's compelling. But it's more of a commitment on the commitment side of, you know, out of your love for what he's done and speaking forth of his goodness. So, amen. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. Do you have any prayer requests?
No, and thank you for, I mean, that a lot of that, I mean, it made a lot of sense for sure. I appreciate that. Still dealing with job stuff, and literally just got an email from one of the general managers like 30 minutes ago saying that they want me to come meet one of the new bosses in the morning, like almost no notice. I'm kind of like, I'm an outside sales. I typically set my routes. I'm already committed to what I'm doing the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so yeah, it's just still just trying to sort through that. I mean, I know that, well, God has a plan. But I guess because I have to talk to a higher up boss tomorrow, I should definitely need God's grace and favor that I don't say something stupid, or that, I don't know, that maybe there's an opportunity there that.
Did they give an indication of why you're? Did they give any indication of why you're meeting him? Or
nope.
I mean, the call of the meeting.
The GM is at the warehouse one of the warehouses I cover, and he said, "Hey, Greg, my new boss is in town tomorrow. Said he would like to meet you." That's all it was.
So do you think this is a promotion?
It could be that, no. Well, you know what? I shouldn't say that. I don't think so. I don't think I'm even on this guy's radar, because he's not new to the company, but he's new to our territory. So I really don't. I think it's just he probably wants to meet, talk over, you know, numbers and my territory. But I don't know. I really don't.
Okay, because I know last time I talked to you, or one of the last few times that we've talked or whatever, you were talking about a job thing, and you were saying, like you weren't even going to fill out a resume, and because God was going to do it, and you've seen him do that, and so that's what makes me ask.
Oh, I don't limit God. Anything's possible. I'm aware. He can do whatever he wants to do, and he could very easily, you know, open a door that the right conversation at the right time. I've had prophetic words on connections, divine connections, promotion, lots and lots of different things. So I'm not sure. I mean, I'm trying to be open-minded and diplomatic and tactful.
Yeah. Okay, so there's no really indication. You're just there's no indication either way. You're just assuming
no.
He wants what a regular boss would want from you.
Yeah, just a meet and greet because hey, I'm the new boss's boss, and it's not he's temporary. He's just as I understand it, he's just filling in because the previous one promoted out, so this is vacant. And
oh,
so
okay.
I guess I mean that's my understanding. Unless he tells me tomorrow that they're giving him, you know, multiple territories. I don't know, which and that may be part of it. I don't know. Don't know what
yeah,
to expect, but.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's pray over that. Yeah, for sure. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Greg, Father God, in this meeting. God, we thank you that you are a God that goes before us, even in providence, Father God. You prepare us even in providence by going before us, Father. So we ask the Lord, let this meeting be a form of providence as well, God, and not necessarily an all or nothing type of outcome, God, but that is sustainable, God, and with his capabilities, Father God. We thank you that you would bless his mind, God, that he would have the mind of Christ and reason with you, God. We thank you that he would be level-headed, Father God, and answer the questions, Father God, and even give insight and ability and offer, God, where he needs to offer. We thank you, Lord, that you would place those unctions and that wisdom inside of him, God, to know how to speak forth skillfully and accurately, God, in a way that is beneficial for the company, Father God, and that, you know, in a low-key way, God, his capabilities, Father, bringing those forth, God, and affirming and establishing those, Father, we just ask for favor and for it to go really well, Father. In Jesus' name, God, we ask for your blessing and your guidance to be with him as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I really appreciate
that. You're welcome. Yeah, no problem. Okay, God bless you and take care.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, 828-989, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Deborah. This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
Okay, you guys got in back-to-back. I don't know how you did it, but you did it. That was good. Okay, I know. Actually, Stephanie from, I think is it Illinois? Stephanie from Illinois. She has an 828 number, so sometimes I thought maybe you were her. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we lift her up to your throne, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for covering her, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for her hearing your voice, that no other voice, Lord, even near or afar or from a distance, Father God, even when you beckon her to come into your presence, Lord, and you're calling her, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that she'll hear you, Father, even in the mix of the day that she comes before your altar and she bears her heart, bows her heart before you, Father God, in silence, Lord, and even if that means driving in the car, Lord, going to her car in a place where she's alone and being before you, Father God, and just placing, Lord, as your word says, that inner place, God, that inner room in her heart, Father God, let it be established for you to hear your voice, to be moved by your heart, and to be just moved in your fellowship, Father. So we thank you for your all-circumfering voice in her life. Yes, I'm seeing it like near or far, but also another dimension, so like in three spectrums, if you will, so in three distances, three spectrums, if you will, so in the middle one might just be like everyday life and the tasks of every day, but still hearing him there. We thank you, God, for this full spectrum of her hearing your voice, Lord. In Jesus' name, and being, what's that word, like intuitive to the voice of the Lord, and it's almost like you can hear And when people say, like, you can almost hear his steps, like the movement of the Holy Spirit before he even speaks, and just being intuitive to him, his move, intuitive to his voice and his calling. So we thank you for that. You know, there was a time for a little while, like my husband, when he was working out more, like way before COVID, and meeting with clients, it would be like sometimes it would be 3 or 4 days where, like, whatever I would make for dinner, even though I wouldn't announce it, he would actually have it for lunch. So if I made tacos for dinner, he actually had tacos for lunch, you know. If I made meatloaf, he had meatloaf for lunch. So it was like we were intuitive one to another, you know. And so it's kind of like that, just being intuitive to, like, the anticipation and the intuitive to his voice. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, that is actually quite precious. So we thank you, Father, for that. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you speak. May she echo that here on earth as it is in heaven, and to bring that forth, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord. And so sometimes the Lord, I'm just seeing you in just various things that the Lord sometimes can cause our voice when we speak forth what he wants us to speak forth. It like resonates in people's hearts or minds, whatever that is, like it makes a deposit. And so there's going to be different various times. Like I see you in this public place, and this little speaker like was being brought up to you with a microphone, like a one of those traveling, you know, like so everyone can hear you. But literally what it was the essence of like when you're out and about, the Holy Spirit puts something on your heart and you're supposed to bring it forth because it's going to resonate or be magnified in that place. But there's certain people that need to hear it, and you won't always know what ears, you know, or hearts or lives that needs to fall on and what it needs to be done. So it's just your job to bring it forth and to release it, to say those words, even if you're saying them no differently than how I'm saying them right here, it is going to be as if they're being amplified to a certain person for them hearing, and what the Lord is establishing and guiding and purposing in their lives as well. So you're being, you know, so it'll be as if you're an instrument for his voice, and just to be faithful to bring that forth and let him do his part, right, by the work of the Holy Spirit, but you being faithful to say what you need to say and to bring that forth. And sometimes, Jennifer, I will say, in doing this, and this could be in various places as well, it could be this is just various degrees and various, wherever you land, wherever your feet land in the community and within your city, whatever that looks like, whatever meeting you're in. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will start moving on you, and you'll know it's the Holy Spirit in that you need to say something, like you need to say this before you leave or whatever. And then sometimes, well, for me, it happens for me like this. I guess this doesn't probably happen for everyone, but let me just explain what happens to me sometimes so that you have a reference if this does happen, that it's normal, to normalize it. Is sometimes I can feel the I don't know if I want to say contention in my spirit, but I can almost feel the atmosphere of the spirits that I'm going to be bringing forth some type of light into a various shadows of darkness, whatever those look like, and then I'm going to be bringing that forth. I can almost feel in my spirit like almost like an anxiety, of which I shared that before, where but I'm picking that up in a spiritual realm, except the enemy wants me to think that it's my anxiety at times, okay? but it's not. And then also the, so you're feeling that contention that you're about to break forth, and you're going to break forth into a world that doesn't want to hear it. Like the prince of this world doesn't want to hear the words that you have that are going to break forth in that atmosphere, if you will. So you can kind of pick up in that sometimes maybe in your flesh and your spirit in different ways and in different measures. That want to actually shut you down. It will feel like, however it feels like for you, it will feel like you shouldn't say it. Like whatever this is happening inside of you will just go away, or maybe you shouldn't say it and things would be better, you know, that way, but that's not true. And when we walk in that faithfulness, to bring that forth, God does amazing things, and his that capability of that is that sometimes he could use that to advance you in ways that you wouldn't think or even ask or even imagine to be advanced. But the Spirit of God on that did that for you, because the Spirit chose you to come forth, right? Just like David in the natural, they were saying, oh, no, not this one, not this one. Oh, how about this one, right? So they're looking in the natural. But then, but the Spirit, when the Spirit is on that, then you are brought forth and you take that step forward, because the Spirit of God did that. Amen.
Amen. Wow, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. I always enjoy the testimonies because it helps.
Oh, the testimony part?
Mm-hmm. It always helps because, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when I hear other people's testimonies, to me it's very teachable for me, and when I hear other people's testimonies as well. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, so the George of it, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a good word. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
You're welcome. Amen. Well, is there anything mm-hmm. that we can pray with you for?
Just that I grow in holiness and maturity.
Okay. Excuse me. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, God, to grow as she's desiring, Father, in Jesus' name, and holiness and maturity, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, just for the acknowledgement of that, Lord. We thank you for her, in some sense, just releasing it as an accountability before you, Father God, and before your throne and your word, Lord, and your spirit, Father, in Jesus' name. And so we thank you, Lord, that let it be done unto her, God, according to your word and your purpose and your will, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thanks so much. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have caller tonight, 281-731. Good evening. Who am I calling, or who am I speaking to?
This is Evelyn from Texas. How you doing?
Good, Evelyn. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good. Glad to hear your voice. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And then we talked to Rhonda earlier, so God bless you. So, Father, we thank you for Evelyn, God, and we just lift her up to you, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for the night counsel that the Lord brings. His word talks about that he speaks to us in the night counsel. So we thank you, Father God, at the end of the day, Father God, when we end our day, God, that you actually speak, Lord, that your spirit, Father God, that you know, as you know, he ever liveth to make intercession on our behalf. So this prayer council is going on all night long, you know, all night long Jesus was praying. And and so in the spirit realm, there is no essence of time or matter, if you will. It's just, so we just thank you for just the release of that, God, when it meets its fullness of time, it's released upon you. And so I'm kind of seeing that maybe in the night session, and sometimes the Lord speaks to us as well while we're resting to show us literally we can rest in the Lord, and that he will bring it about, and that his guidance, like we're empowered by his Holy Spirit, and he is guiding us by his word and guiding us by his Holy Spirit, and we can rest in that, you know. And sometimes he does take us through a season of speaking to us in night counsel for various, you know, variety of reasons, but two of them can be that. So we thank you, Lord, that she will be faithful to capture it. Sometimes the Lord actually answers some of my prayers with the release of, he answers some of the prayers in the night session, like meaning I pray about something, like I don't know what to do. I'm asking him for his counsel, I guess, on things, and then I'll hear the answer come forth in the night, or it's like I'm just waking up. It's almost as if I'm waking up in the morning, so it's like time for me to get up. And I'm hearing or I'm seeing a picture of me doing something, you know what I mean? And then I think, oh, okay, this is, but it's very clear. It's not vague. I'm not groggy. It's very clear to me in my spirit what I'm seeing, and that's from the Lord. And then I take action on it. I do take action on it when I see it, when it's that kind of thing. And I'm really try to be faithful to that. In the middle of the night, if he does speak, try to record it somehow by writing it down. That hasn't happened in a long time, but writing it down or somehow writing it down, whether it's pen and paper or note on your phone or speaking in a memo into your phone, however, to capture it as being a good steward as well, as stewarding his voice, even in the night session. Sometimes he does bring a, not just a season of it, but there's a certain, you know, the Lord can initiate how he desires to pursue us or speak to us, right? So, Father, we thank you, God, for that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you. We thank you for covering Evelyn, God. We thank you for her rest in you, God. Let that be like physically refreshed as well, God, spiritually refreshed as well, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for bringing that forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And again, all things are in the light with the Lord. And even in our night session, he has like you yourself maybe are like a nightlight, right? Those little plug-in things are, I think they're like 7 watts, or they used to be. I think now they make them in various degrees. But that's enough to light the whole room, you know? And you yourself are a light bearer. So you're lighting the whole room, even with just your presence. Even in the darkness, you are a light that Christ can see. So we thank you for that, God. Just ever-bearing and ever-fruitful light for your kingdom, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, I have been praying to the Lord, you know, what to do, because... You remember last time, I don't know if you remember, about the hernia, I was, you know, praying, agreed with me that it would dry up. But I'm still having problems, you know. I know, you know, the lepers got healed as they went, and I'm still believing God for healing. So I was really hurting really bad yesterday, so I just shut everything down. I turned my phone off, and I got on my face before the Lord, and I started reading the healing scriptures and taking the Lord's Supper and what have you. And I'm just believing God. And so I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I know you can heal me supernaturally.
or you can heal me through the surgery, you know, because, you know, way back in Genesis, you know, God did the first surgery when he took the rib from Adam, you know. So I told him, you know, mm-hmm. whatever he choose to do, you know, he's still a healer. You know, the doctors, even they'll perform the surgery, but God is still the healer. You know, so
amen.
I just, you know, just ask him
yeah.
speak, yes, ma'am, or what to do, you know. And I really appreciate you, how you spoke to me tonight, you know, because in the night season, you know, I am asking the mm-hmm. Lord to speak to me. I do put a pen and a pencil, you know, at my bedside. And sometimes when I get up in the morning, he just gives me, you know, scripture, whatever, and I just write it down, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, that's very good. So he will speak to you. So let's just agree, Father. We just continue to agree. With
yes,
Evelyn,
ma'am.
God, we just call forth, God, the substance of your promise, the substance of your glory, and the substance of your healing on her behalf, Father God. We thank you for speaking to her, Father God, and releasing that to her, God. We thank you, Lord, for revealing, even in the night sessions, God, the mystery and the hidden things of the Father and the Son, as we read in Colossians earlier, Father God, of all the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge that are found in the Father and of Christ, mm-hmm. Father. Let those be hers, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus' name. Thank you so much. I love you.
You're welcome. I
and
love
you
too.
Blessed.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, you take care. Bye-bye.
You take care, too.
Bye-bye. Oh, thank you. That's great. Okay. 731-334. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Hi, Ashley. Okay, let me pray for you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Ashley, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just come before your altar, God. We just bring Ashley before you in your altar, God, in Jesus' name. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God, for your work, Lord. And so I'm kind of seeing this is unusual because I've never seen this before, but like you have this thing in your hand that is like that tames, like, well, you see it when you go, I guess, to the circus and they tame the tigers, you know, like they direct them and tell them where to go. And it's kind of like a tamer thing, you know, like you never really see them. It is a thing of authority and like that I have dominion and rule over you. And this could be that because I'm seeing like at first seeing just different. Oh, no, but I did see stripes. So maybe it is just the tiger because I'm seeing like an African type of animal. So, you know, and this could just be over the enemy, over the devourer, you know, that you have the authority and the rule and the reign in the spiritual realm to take authority over the devourer. And so we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name, which is very interesting to me, honestly, because as I'm saying it, is that there is something very controlled of the authority and of the rule and the reign over that and the spiritual realm. So, and we do know, because we're all believers, that things happen in the spirit first and then they're released, or sometimes things are taken care of the spirit first and then it becomes manifested or receive a substance. Still going to use that word tonight. The substance of our faith is released. The substance is found in the Father and in Christ and in his hidden mysteries and his glory. So all that he, the incarnation of not just his power, but the substance of what he brought to earth, that it might rule and reign as well. So we thank you, Lord. You know, I don't know, and I need just even saying that, that the Lord also has you making exchanges in the heavenly realm on earth as it is in heaven. And so but we thank you, God, for her authority, her rule and her reign and dominion over the enemy, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that it is taking place at your altar, God, and that you have given her that, like, placed that in her hand to be used. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Is there any prayer requests that you have?
Not tonight.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, 202-722. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
And I'm from Washington, D.C.
Nicole from Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us. And you're also a host, aren't you, on PGN?
I am.
Okay, I thought I recognized your voice. So God bless you. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Nicole, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for just being the great I am, God, for just calling yourself into her life, God. And the, you know, I think the Lord used the, I know it's in the book of John, one of the Gospels, I want to say, maybe John, but where he called himself I am like seven times. Yeah, I think it was John, the book of John it was. And so we thank you, Lord, you know, where it says, I am the light, I am the bread of life, I'm the Lamb of God, I am the great I am. So we thank you, Father, just for positioning and calling yourself into Nicole's life, Father God, the position and calling into your life from the great I am. We thank you, Father God, again, for the positioning and the calling in Nicole's life, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, just even from beginning to end, God, from antiquity to antiquity, Father God, that you are unchanging, God, in all of your ways, God, in your measure and in your heartbeat, Father God, for her in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And him even underscoring that in some measure and manner in your life as well. So we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I receive it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have any prayer requests this evening?
If you could pray for my mom, Alice.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything specific or just a prophetic prayer?
Just a prophetic prayer.
Okay, and you said Alice was her name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Father, we thank you for Alice, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to your altar as well, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for dressing her, God, with dignity and clothing her in righteousness. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for it, God. We thank you, Lord, just esteeming her even with dignity, Father, in your presence, Lord, and before your throne, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, even Colossians 4, I believe, talks about clothing ourselves, God, and putting on righteousness. But I see the Lord doing it really, just this word affirming it, but the Lord doing that for her. And, you know, and maybe there's a sense of new garments as well. So I wanted to say the word new garments and bringing that forth. I'm not sure prophetically what that means, new garments. I don't know new garments, but I wanted to say that like it's like say new garments. So there's something, some prophetic nature to that. I'm not exactly sure what that is. I know sometimes when people say like you get new shoes, it has to do with authority. A new garment, I'm not sure if that is authority too or something, but there's something prophetic in the nature of new garments as well. So not sure what all that means, but so we thank you, Lord, and we just bless Alice, Lord, as you are blessing her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for just establishing and just bringing forth, Lord, just such a joy and a delight in your righteousness that is upon her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Last caller, 847-239. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Stephanie in Illinois.
Oh, Stephanie. Okay. I thought I was telling Jennifer. I thought you were 848 or 8. Okay. I guess I'm dyslexic once again. No, I'm not really dyslexic. I'm not going to say that. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for Stephanie, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. We just lift her up before your throne, Father, before your altar, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. So I see something like baking. I don't know if the Lord's baking something for you or something's rising. I'm not sure what the baking is. Like, I don't even know, because it could be representative of, again, something rising, like bread, like manna, fresh manna, fresh bread. I'm not sure if something's baking. So, Father, we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Stephanie's life, God, in the name of Jesus. And it's upon the altar, you know, and thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, God. Jesus' name. Yeah, so it is like a not on stones, but it is a fire, and it is a there is a type of bread in it. I don't know. It might be not necessarily just. It is a type of bread. I don't know if it's like, I don't know, if it's Jewish bread, like that flat bread or that round bread, you know. So we thank you, Father, for what you're doing. That is sustainable. It is satisfying to her, Father God, Lord, and that she will partake of what you've prepared for her, God, in Jesus' name. And sometimes, Stephanie, I'm just kind of picking up, there's an atmosphere of when we see the Lord preparing things for us, actually before him, and knowing and sensing that he is in preparation to offer us something. And it might not be necessarily like what we would choose necessarily, but when we're watching the preparation of it and he hands that to us or delivers it to us, and we know that his hand was in that all along, we receive it. And sometimes this is why he has us even watch or sense or know the preparation process into it, is so that we will receive it and we will partake of it and know in advance that it will satisfy. It might not be like, I don't know that I would have chose that, you know, or like someone might say, oh, well, hey, you have a deliverance ministry, or this is how you, or not necessarily ministry, let me take that back, but this is how you're going to minister, is in helping the people delivered to be delivered of things, and like, oh, that's the last one I would choose. Like, you know. But when you watch the process and you hear and see and know, and you begin to smell, you know, and pick up on the senses of what the Lord's preparing for you, when it's actually served to you and it's before you, then you receive it again and you partake of it. And it satisfies you because it is what he chose for you, right? And because of our identity being in Christ, he purchased us. And he's formed us and delighted in us that we really don't get to choose. We don't really get to choose. He's prepared in advance for us what we're to do. So God bless you in that. Thank you. Thank you for calling. I'm going to close your microphone down, Stephanie. Thank you so much for calling. And good night, everyone. Thank you for joining. And shalom.